You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
12 strange facts from around the world that confuse 98% of tourists. It's no secret that what's normal in one country would be considered totally bizarre in another. So we've collected some of the most interesting facts about different countries. Some of them will definitely surprise you. Number 1. In Germany, guests break porcelain objects before the wedding. There's an interesting wedding tradition in Germany called Polterabend. The night before the wedding, the soon-to-be newlyweds throw an informal get-together where guests often show up with gifts. The peak of this wedding eve party is the guests breaking porcelain and sometimes ceramic items, such as flower vases, dishes, and the like. Pretty much everything can be broken, except glass, which they believe symbolizes happiness. After everything has been shattered, the couple has to clean the mess up themselves. It shows the two the significance of being united and working together through any possible difficulties of married life. Germans sometimes combine the wedding itself and the Polterabend so that the smashing happens during the reception. Sounds fun! Number 2. People in Russia have a moment of silence before any trip. There's a very popular tradition and superstition in Russia to sit in silence for about 5 to 10 seconds before leaving the house to go on a trip. Even if just one person is traveling, the whole family sits down. This tradition comes from the Russian belief that in every home, there's a house spirit called the Domovoy. It's the keeper of the house, and it hates when someone leaves. That's why you have to sit down for a moment to trick the spirit and show that you're not in any hurry to leave. If it's a good domovoy, it may even give you some sign that you shouldn't go, like throwing something on the floor or whispering some advice in your ear. Therefore, you have to be silent so you can listen to the house spirit. Number 3. In Spain, people celebrate the New Year by eating 12 grapes. This is a tradition, and even superstition among Spanish people. As the bell strikes 12 times at midnight, everyone around the table starts eating their 12 grapes, one for each of the chimes and for every month of the upcoming year. The goal is to eat all of them as the bells ring.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you manage to do so, congratulations, you'll have a fortunate year. There's also a belief that if a grape is sweet, the month it symbolizes will be a good one, and sour ones indicate a bad month. Cheating and shoving all the grapes in your mouth at once doesn't count. It's considered unlucky. Cool tradition, right? I think I might try it this new year. Number 4. Japan has a strict waist size rule. In January 2008, Japan passed the Medebo Law to fight obesity and its associated illnesses. According to the law, there's a waist size limit for Japanese citizens aged 40 to 74. It's 33.5 inches for men and 35.4 inches for women. And these numbers didn't just come out of the blue. They're identical to thresholds established in 2005 for Japan by the International Diabetes Federation as a guideline for identifying health risks. So now, as a part of their annual checkups, men and women in this age group have to get their waists measured. If they're bigger than the established norm, they should seek medical advice. Kinda iffy, but at least the government is trying to help. Number 5. In Denmark, your family and friends throw cinnamon at you if you're single at 25. It's a hard knock life when you're a single adult. Constant pressure from everyone around can drive you crazy. But people in Denmark take it to a whole new level. If you turn 25 there, and you're still a single Pringle, you get tied to a chair or lamppost while your friends and family cover you in cinnamon from head to toe. This tradition allegedly goes back hundreds of years, when spy salesmen would travel the world and couldn't stay in one place long enough to start a family. When you turn 30, things get even worse. The cinnamon is replaced by pepper, as if the single life wasn't hard enough. Number 6. You can hire a stripper to dance at a funeral in Taiwan. It's no big deal for people in Taiwan to get some pole dancers or strippers to dance for the dead at a funeral. Pole dancers even perform at religious festivals in some areas to appease the wandering spirits. This morbid strip show usually costs around $800. The tradition is still alive and well today. Just recently, there were about 50 dancers in black bikinis parading the streets for a deceased politician. Hey, no judgment here, to each his own. Number 7. Niue uses Pokemon and Star Wars money. The small Polynesian island of Niue, an associated sovereign state of New Zealand, has some pretty awesome currency. Its coins are actually engraved with Disney, Pokemon, and Star Wars characters. They have Darth Vader, Master Yoda, Princess Leia, and that's not even the whole list. You can also buy such coins on eBay for about $30. Of course, the New Zealand dollar is also legal tender on the island, but who wants that when you can have Star Wars and Pokemon money, right? Number 8. The calendar in Ethiopia is 7 years behind the rest of the world. By now, the whole world has adopted the Gregorian calendar, consisting of a year with 365 days and 366 for leap years. Not Ethiopia. They decided to stick to the Coptic calendar, which has 13 months instead of 12, and 12 months out of those 13 consists of 30 days each. The final 13th month is called the intercalary month and has only 5 days. Ethiopians celebrate the new year on September 11th, and for them right now it's not 2018, but only 2010. So is it time travel if I go to Ethiopia? Just asking. Number 9. You can legally marry a dead person in France. This interesting concept is called a posthumous marriage and is practiced not only in France, but also in Sudan and China. It dates back to the First World War, when girlfriends and fiancés of fallen soldiers wanted to make their relationship official, even though it was so tragically cut short. Since then, the requests just kept on coming, and in 1950, the French government legally clarified the ritual. The process is rather complex. French citizens first have to send their request to the president, who forwards it to the Minister of Justice. If the family of the deceased approves the marriage, the request is sent back to the president. During the wedding ceremony, the bride or groom stands beside the photo of their deceased lover. There's no "till death do us part" in the vow, and "I do" is replaced with "I did." Number 10. Everyone in Vietnam has the same birthday. Every Vietnamese person shares the same birthday as their family, friends, and everyone else in the country. Birthdays in Vietnam aren't celebrated on the actual day of birth. Instead, people celebrate their birthdays on the New Year, which is called Tet Win Don, or Tet for short. It follows the moon cycle and usually falls between January 21st and February 19th. So people in Vietnam give their age as that of the lunar symbol of the year they were born. Vietnamese families usually celebrate Tet for at least 3 days or sometimes even longer. It's like a huge cross-country birthday party. Cool! Number 11. Babies in India are dropped from a 50-foot tower for good luck. There's a bizarre tradition in the district of Solapur in western India. Babies there are dropped off the roof of a 50-foot-tall shrine to fall on a stretched-out sheet held by a group of men waiting at the bottom. This supposedly brings good health and luck to the child. According to the legend, a saint advised people whose children were dying to build a shrine and drop their babies from the roof to show their trust in the Almighty. When they did so, the babies were miraculously cradled to safety in a sheet that appeared out of nowhere. And that's how the tradition was born. The people of the Musti village have been practicing this ritual for about 500 years without harming a single baby. Number 12. Handsome men can wipe your tears in Japan. Back to Japan once again. Japan is a fascinating country for lots of reasons. And here's another. There's a company called Ikimeso Danshi, which basically means handsome weeping boys. And you can pay to have one of their gorgeous men wipe away your tears as you watch some heart-wrenching movie. Aww. The company's owner says the unusual idea came from the fact that crying can be therapeutic, and everyone needs a shoulder to cry on. The price for the service is about $65, and you can pick the guy yourself. Let's just hope the company will expand globally.